Editor's note. Ms. Legault writes in response to South River dog drowning, rules are sometimes meant to be bent. Dear Editor. Upon learning about the tragic incident involving the drowned golden retriever in South River, my heart goes out to the family of the sweet dog. However, I wish to present an alternative perspective on the notion that rules sometimes must be bent. Small towns and rural locations struggle with budgets as it is, and the larger the scope of practice, the more it costs. As the unpaid administrator of an even smaller volunteer fire department, we also lack the necessary equipment and training for any form of water rescue. Our focus lies in basic fire suppression, and our services are explicitly defined in our publicly available bylaws. It's important to note that we do not carry insurance for water rescue and would not be covered by WSIB if rules were to be bent. Additionally, there exists a considerable risk of legal liability if our firefighters were to take unauthorized action. While I am not passing judgment on whether this situation is right or wrong, it reflects the reality of the world we live in. Advocating for the termination of a fire chief, especially at a time when volunteers are scarce across most fire departments, seems misguided. Such actions may contribute to the reluctance of individuals to volunteer, given the complexities and legal implications involved. If you want to influence change, send your letters to the provincial regulatory bodies overseeing the fire service in Ontario. Sincerely, Diane Legault, Tilden Lake.